I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center girls basketball team broke a 45-game losing streak with a 55-54 victory in overtime over Viroqua at RCHS last night. The Hornets trailed by 12 at one point in the first half, but cut the deficit to 6 at 27-21 at halftime. The Blackhawks led throughout the second half before the game was tied at 47 after regulation. Richland Center got key baskets and free throws to come back from a 4-point deficit in overtime. Sophomore Kylie Burns made key free throws at the end of regulation and in the extra frame. She was fouled attempting a three-pointer with 3 seconds to play. Richland Center was trailing by 2. She made 2 to tie, and then Viroqua took a timeout.
54-54, just 3 seconds left in overtime, and Kylie Burns at the free throw line. She's made 2. This is her third. It's the ball. Gives it a spin. It's in the air. It is good. Burns makes the free throw. Viroqua looking to inbound. 55-54. Schwemm drives. Half-court bomb on the way short. And the Hornets win. The Hornets break their long losing streak tonight. Fans rushing the court. Richland Center wins after 19 losses to start the year. After 25 losses last year, they get a victory here tonight. In overtime, 55-54, the final.
Viroqua fell to 8-11 on the season with the loss. Sophomore Ella Weiss had a big game for the Hornets with 22 points, 14 in the second half. Kylie Burns was 11 for 13 from the line and had 16 points. Freshman J.C. Gander added 6. Carly Meaden had 5. Freshman Reagan Shep had 4, including a key basket in regulation. And senior Jasmine Hazelrig added 2 on senior night. The Hornets were 19 for 30 from the line. Viroqua was led by freshman Aaliyah Schwemm with 24. Emily Hubach added 14, and Emma Moylene with 10. The Blackhawks made 7 threes. They went 15 for 28 from the line. Also, it was a late night for all after the JV went double overtime. Viroqua won that game 40-39 over the Hornets. Following the 55-54 win, Richland Center will prepare for a trip to Platteville coming up on Friday night. Viroqua will host Luther also on Friday night. Elsewhere, Ithaca was a winner against Boscobel 51-41. Belmont 50, Highland 31. It was Darlington 48, Dodgeville 33. Royal over Winnewick Center 72-29. Cashton beat Hillsboro 44-41. North Crawford over Lafarge Youth Initiative 48-29. River Ridge 69, Benton 20. West Salem 72-29 over Westby. Bangor 63, New Lisbon 20. 27, Scholesburg 79, Potosi Cassville 39. Mauston beat Adams Friendship 81-41, Wisconsin Dells 85, Wautoma 13, Portage over Baraboo 45-31. The Weston boys picked up a win over Waseca Steuben 64-48. Leading the way for Weston was Isaac Jennings with 18. Trevor Westfall had 15 and Garrett Jennings 11. Brett Wagner led Waseca Steuben with 14 points. It was Ithaca and Kickapoo battling at Kickapoo last night. The Panthers coming out on top 84-60. Malachi McCauley at 23. Arlen Walter, 16. Adric Egge with 15. Casey Pomering was Ithaca's leading scorer on the night. Elsewhere in the Ridge and Valley Conference, North Crawford over DeSoto, 73-35. It was a victory for River Valley over Viroqua, 60-50, the final score. Mineral Point got the victory against Fenimore, 66-35, and Riverdale over Boscobel, 49-44. In that game, Bevan Dennis had 20 points and Owen Blankenship 11 for Riverdale. Noah Luce with 14 and Dawson Stitzer 10 for the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in basketball from last night, in action from the SWAL, it was Darlington 70 and Southwestern 62. Cuba City with a win against Iowa Grant 59-45. In the Scenic Bluffs, Royal 80, Winnewick Center 26, Hillsboro 75, Cashton 36. And Holman was a winner against Sparta 75-71. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Philbeck Ford had a 2400 series. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 2377. Premier Co-op, a 2368. Philbeck Ford with an 822 and an 821 game. Premier Co-op, an 809. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 805. Tammy Schwingel with a top series, 538. Nicole Mottier with a 535. Sharon Friel, 501. Top game, Susan Maxwell, a 199. Nicole Mottier, a 196. Tammy Schwingel, a 189. Amanda Bartlett with a 5-6 split pickup. Judy Skelly, Doris Drapon, and Jamie Parr each had 3-10s. Patty Labansky, 5-7. Deanna Funk, 3-4-7. And Sharon Friel, a 6-7. Marquette put its three-game losing streak in the rearview mirror Tuesday night by beating DePaul 68-58. The three-pointers weren't falling in the Big East game. The Golden Eagles were just 4 of 25, and the Blue Demons were 4 of 24. Cam Jones scored 19 points, and Stevie Mitchell 17. Senior forward David Joplin had 10 rebounds. Marquette is off for the next week before hosting Seton Hall on Tuesday. Elsewhere in college basketball, number 1 Auburn over Vanderbilt, 80-68. In the Big Ten, number 20, Michigan over number 7, Purdue, 75-73. Indiana over number 11, Michigan State, 71-67. Two players important to the Brewers' success have questionable health status as spring training gets underway. Pitchers and catchers report this week. MLB.com reports outfielder Christian Yelich might not be ready for opening day after back surgery last August. The other big health question concerns starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff. If healthy, he has the talent to be the team's best pitcher, but he hasn't taken the mound in a game for almost 2 years. Pitchers and catchers reporting this week in Arizona. Bucks general manager John Horst says trading veteran Chris Middleton is the hardest thing he's ever done. Middleton was a fan favorite, and Horst says he is incredibly close to the 33-year-old All-NBA performer, saying he loves Middleton and his family. Most pro basketball experts agree the move needed to be made to keep the team competitive. Elsewhere in basketball news, coming up tonight in the WIAC, River Falls at Stout, Platteville at Eau Claire, Whitewater at La Crosse, and Stevens Point at UW-Oshkosh. And Badgers wing John Tanjay has turned out to be one of the best transfers in college basketball. He's leading Wisconsin with 18.6 a game, hitting more than 40% of his three-pointers, and is deadly at the free-throw line at nearly 92%. When the team faces quad one opponents, Tanjay averages more than 25 points every 40 minutes. The fourth-best mark in the country, his true shooting percentage of 67.9 is in the 99th percentile. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.